item you use to turn the TV on and off and turn the channel?
A remote?
We're going to see if he's going to say remote control. You know, niggas say remote control. Or if I thought you was going to say clicker. I ain't know.
Who says clicker?
Old people. Old people. Yeah, what do you call the item you put on your head to keep it warm during colder months?
A beanie.
You know what I get judged for all the time?
What?
We call it toboggan in Louisville.
I feel like those are two different things, or are they the same?
Well, so I'm going to pull up what I consider a toboggan. And people be like, that's wrong. That's wrong. I'm like, but it's literally called a toboggan. I think a beanie is something that's a little shorter and doesn't cover. A beanie to me doesn't cover your ears.
Okay.
So this is a toboggan. See? A toboggan covers your ears. A beanie, in my opinion, only goes so far. Well, see, the corduroy khaki color one.
I got you.
That's what I picture as a beanie. But when I say this, like this right here, this package one, that's a toboggan in my opinion.
Yeah, see, I would call that a beanie too.
See, and I'll call that a beanie. And I'd be getting judged for that.
Or I could have said Scully or skull cap.
See, I pick a Scully and a beanie to me is the same thing. It doesn't cover your ears. A toboggan to me covers your ears.
Gotcha.
Because people be like, a toboggan is a sled. And that is another name for a sled, though.
I would have said that, too. But to be fair, it doesn't get that cold in Florida where we need hats. So,
yeah, but y'all will still be wearing hoodies and beanies, even though it's 89 degrees outside. Because that's another thing I noticed with Gen Z. These young niggas, it'd be 90 degrees outside, and they wearing hoodies and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's some serial killer shit. I feel like they're going to rob your ass.
And then they don't wear jackets when it's cold.
That's them NBA young boys. What do you call a carbonated beverage?
Soda.
You know what I call it.
You call it pop?
Pop, baby. That's what we call it. Then white women in the South just call all of it a Coke.
I about to say, there's some people call all sodas Coke, and that's crazy to me.
I feel like that's white women from the South that call it all Coke, which is weird because there's one pop that is actually called a Coke.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. And then what do you call the item you put your groceries in and push around at the grocery store?
I argue with my girlfriend about this. I call it a cart, just a cart, not a shopping cart. I just say cart.
Right.
She calls it a buggy.
Where's she from?
Her family's from like around Tallahassee.
That because normally people that call it a buggy are from like the country.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But see, you from Orlando, and that's probably why. Shopping cart. You don't say shopping cart. You just say a cart.
I just say cart.
You know what I call it? I'm the only one that I know that calls it this. A basket. Even though I know it's not necessarily, it's not a basket because the baskets are the one you carry around on your arm. But I've just always called it a basket.
I've heard that too, though.
Well, people always clown me when I call it a basket. But yeah, country folk say buggy. That is some country shit. That's small town country shit. That's not southern shit. That's country shit. And I try to explain to people there's a difference between southern and country. But you know, folks from New York and from the West Coast think it's all the same.
I'm not, because there are country places up north, and they're like, it doesn't matter where you're from, you can be country. But like, correct. Southern things.
Like, you can be in Indiana, you're not southern, but you get into them little small towns, they country in Indiana.
There are country folk in New York State.
Yeah, there's country folk in fucking Ohio. Mm-hmm. Shit, Steve Harvey from Cleveland? That motherfucking country is hell. Yeah, but there's a different, like, people in Atlanta, they're southern, but they're not necessarily country, though. But they southern as hell.
Yeah, you can be country and from Atlanta, but they're not all country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can be country from Atlanta, but not all of them are country. A lot of them are just southern. You don't always meet a lot of country folk in Atlanta. At least I haven't always met a lot of them. All right, it's time for America's favorite game. Florida or not. Nah. Wish Janice was here just for that part. And then we would just cut her out. First question. A cashier witnessed a man in a jacket leaving the grocery store while concealing several bags of crab legs. The store manager followed Kurt Beck outside and confronted him about the alleged theft. According to the affidavit, he attempted to leave, but his vehicle wouldn't start. Cops later arrived and arrested Beck when he admitted what he was doing was wrong. So apparently, he had a getaway driver that stayed out in the car while he was stealing the crab legs from the store. And when he came out, the clerks and people, manager followed him out or whatever, trying to apprehend him or whatever. He got in the car and the car just wouldn't start. So then finally he was like, fine, fuck it, y'all. Yeah, I'm wrong. My bad. And then he just waited for the cops. And the getaway driver did not get arrested because apparently the getaway driver didn't know that Beck was going in there to steal crab legs.
Sure he did, but...
Yeah, that's what he said. So, but shout out to him. Like, Kurt Beck wasn't going to snitch on the getaway driver.
This sounds like a Florida scenario. The name kind of throws me off. Kirk Beck.
Yep, Kirk Beck.
Huh. Do you know the race of these people?
They're white.
If they were black, I would have been more inclined to say Florida. Because I don't know why, but because they're white, I feel like it might not be Florida.
Really? What other places are you thinking of?
Maybe Maryland, just because they love their seafood and crab legs.
I mean, it could be somewhere in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, it could be. I'm just going to say this is Florida.
You are correct. What if you had to guess the city? I would say it's more of a well-known city.
It's more well.
Yeah, Tampa? It's not like a small town that people don't know.
Tampa?
Orlando.
Oh, okay.
It's at a Winn-Dixie in Orlando.
Interesting.
Right. Because I would have said Winn-Dixie, but pretty much Winn-Dixies are only left in Florida pretty much now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it ain't. You don't find Winn-Dixies hardly anywhere. I grew up in Louisville. There was a bunch of Winn-Dixies. And like Winn-Dixie, so when Kroger came out with the Kroger Plus card, that's around the time when the Winn-Dixies started closing in Louisville. And that was around like 2001, 2002. The first time I saw Winn-Dixie after 2001-02 was when I moved to Florida in 2014. And I was excited.
I just Googled it. It says Florida has 84% of all Winn-Dixie stores left in the U.S.
See, God dang, 84%. Damn, where are the other Winn-Dixies then?
Looks like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
Oh, okay. I wonder where
in Georgia. I didn't know Winn-Dixie was headquartered in Florida. It's headquartered in Jacksonville.
Yep. That's why all of them, but say, even down there, I feel like niggas don't really go to Winn-Dixie down there in Florida.
No, I mean, when I was growing up, we had a Winn-Dixie around the corner from my house, but it closed down. So I don't really go to Winn-Dixie no more.
Because I even think when I was in Tally, there was two Winn-Dixies that closed when I was in Tally. So I don't even know if there's still any in Tallahassee.
I know the one on Tharp that closed. There is still a Winn-Dixie off of Magnolia.
Okay, because there was one out by me where I used to live. I can't remember the name of that street now. God dang.
How about when you were at Lake Jackson?
When I was out in Lake Jackson, yeah, there was a Winn-Dixie out there, and because there was a McDonald's in the same little area, and it turned, I forgot what they turned it into. It's kind of more of like a local grocery store, but yeah, it was Winn-Dixie when I first got there, and they shut that down. But yeah,
there's at least one still left here.
Okay, I ain't seen a Winn-Dixie since I left Florida. All right, Amanda Broku returned home to realize her driveway was stolen. The shocking theft came shortly after Broku listed her home for sale. Soon after she listed her home, Broku was approached by alleged contractors who measured her driveway and said they'd been sent to price up the cost of replacing it. Broku sent the workers away, and the man responsible for their appearance claimed it was a mistake. But just a week later, when she came home from work, the driveway was stolen. So they stole her entire driveway.
So they stole like the pavement?
Yes, she got home and the pavement, all of it was gone. It was just like whatever, rocks and shit. That's real, bro.
Hard time with
also, this was a black woman.
Oh, okay.
A black woman that had three kids at that. She, shout out to her. She started a GoFundMe and she raised like over $40,000 in her GoFundMe as well.
And the people who stole her driveway, they never got caught?
I couldn't find any information that said they got caught. So if they did get caught, it's not out there.
I don't feel like no one in Florida would waste time stealing no driveway. Like, what would be the purpose of that?
Like, how do you even come to mind to think, man, we gotta start stealing driveways, bro? We gotta get this and concrete.
For what? Like,
yeah, do want to know, what are they doing with it?
I was about to say, do people just sell concrete like that?
Maybe.
I'm just gonna say not Florida.
It is Florida.
Dang, where?
Where do you think it's all, once again, it's not a small town that people don't know about.
I'm just gonna guess Miami.
Tampa.
Okay.
It happened in Tampa. Yep. It was just actually back in 2023 that it happened. Yep.
I don't understand that.
Rosemary Hain, who was caught on camera throwing her Chipotle order at a worker, will work 2 months at a fast food restaurant to shave off jail time, a judge has ruled.
Keep going.
Damn, you know this? I'm going to read it anyway. The judge found Rosemary Hain, 39, guilty of assault for the outburst. If I showed you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it's disgusting, Hain said in court. The judge responded with, I bet you won't be happy with the food you're going to get in jail. I can't believe the judge said that. So is this Florida or not?
Because I've heard it and like I've seen multiple stories about the same incident, I want to say it's Florida.
It is not Florida.
What? Where was it?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. So it just must have been a popular story then.
Yeah, she went to jail for 2 months. It was actually also on the Breakfast Club for Donkey of the Day.
Oh, okay.
Bruh, first of all, it takes a person that has to be miserable in their life to get that upset at a fast food restaurant, though. Like, I just can't fathom being that angry at a fast food restaurant, no matter how my food came out. Yes, am I pissed? Am I annoyed? But I feel like it's easy just to be like, hey, excuse me, this, blah, 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 this and that. Can I get something different? Can you exchange this? And I feel like 90% of the people, they may be annoyed, but they'll go ahead and give you something else or refund you.
Yeah.
And most of those people, they hate what they're doing at that fast food spot. They don't feel like dealing with the bullshit anyways. No matter how long your day was, they probably had a shitty day because they just dealt with someone just like your ass that is throwing food at me about an hour ago. That's crazy to be there. And she must have had a horrible day. Well, shout out to her because she had 2 months.
Did she actually have to work at the Chipotle?
I don't know if it was at that Chipotle, but she just had to work at a fast food restaurant. That would be wild if they put her at that Chipotle and made the woman her supervisor, the one that she threw food at. That would be crazy. Alexander, can't pronounce his last name, so I'm going to say Alexander K. Alexander K, 33, was arrested for refusing to pay for his $250 Waffle House tattoo. Deputies were called to Ink God's Tattoo Parlor when Alexander allegedly told the owner of the tattoo parlor that he did not have his debit card to pay for the service. So he went out to his car to get his debit card and drove off with a Waffle House tattoo. Is this Florida or not?
He goes, okay.
And hold on, wait a minute. Let me give a couple more details. So they found out that on his bank account, he only has $6 in his bank account. And knowing he had $6 in his bank account, he still went to go get a tattoo with just $6 in his bank account. What was you about to ask?
Waffle House tattoo. What was the name of the tattoo parlor?
Ink Gods with a Z.
Ink Gods. Okay. love Waffle House in Florida, but I know they love it in Georgia more.
It's a white man, by the way, too.
Yep.
33 years old, white man. $6 in his bank account.
This is definitely the South, like for sure.
Correct. Yeah, because ain't no West Coast or New York or Chicago or something.
Nah. Because it's so stupid, I want to say Florida. I'm gonna say it's Florida.
You're right, because it's stupid. Where do you sit? I'll give you three guesses for a city.
Okay.
Once again, it's not a small town that people don't know. And it's not Tampa or Orlando.
I'd say Jacksonville.
Nope.
Is it Tallahassee?
Nope.
I don't know where.
St. Pete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, St. Pete. Dude got a waffle and the tattoo was fire. They showed it in the article. Tattoo was fire. You about to look it up?
Waffle.
Say, put Alexander Waffle House tattoo.
Alexander.
Dude has $6 in his account, knowing damn well he have no money to pay for a tattoo. You find it?
I can't tell which one is his. is it the one where it's just the logo?
Put in St. Petersburg. It's just crazy that you know you only have $6 in your bank account, and yet you still just say, fuck it, I'm gonna go get this tattoo. Why would you do that?
Yeah, it's just the sign, right? Like the Waffle House sign.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, that's just stupid. I don't know.
And right, you had the perfect guess saying, since it's so stupid.
Yeah.
I know the tattoo artist had to be like, you sure, my nigga?
Yeah.
Like, you sure? Oh, and apparently, and it's funny because he wanted it in black and white, but the tattoo artist was like, well, that's going to be an extra $100 if it's in black and white. And he was like, nah, never mind. Like, he had enough money for the original tattoo anyways. I was about
to say, like, he's going to pay it anyway.
Like, you knew damn well you weren't going to pay this, bro. What the fuck?
So dumb.
If you had to get a tattoo... If you was getting a tattoo of a restaurant, what tattoo would you get?
Olive Garden.
That's what happened. And you knew. Like, you was already...
I love Olive Garden.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. You know what I hate? When you... If you bring up Olive Garden, people be like, that's not real Italian food. No shit. I know. Like, I don't... Like, I know that. It's not Italian food. But that doesn't mean it's not good.
No, but like the food is comforting. The vibes are always straight.
You like, feel like home. You feel like family when you're there.
You feel like family. Like it's just, as far as family restaurants go, Olive Garden is top tier.
Yeah, probably. What other restaurants can make you feel like family that you go to? Damn.
Maybe Texas Roadhouse.
I will say, you know, from when I first left Kentucky and moved to Florida, I made it a point to not go to any restaurants that I had already been to when I was growing up. And I think I just stuck to that. I don't eat out. I don't go to a restaurant. Like, the only time I eat out is, like, going to brunch or a Mexican spot. I don't eat out at, like, those, like, I don't go to fast food restaurants. The only time I'll do that is if I'm traveling, to be honest. But I don't eat at those, like, chain restaurants. Thinking about it, I go to brunch, happy hour, and Mexican spots. And I'm not saying that to me. You know how people try to be bougie. I don't eat out. I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat that. Like, I'm not trying to say that. I just, looking at it, I really don't eat at any of those places. So I haven't had Olive Garden, to be honest, in like 10 years. But I totally recognize Olive Garden is good.
And like almost every time I go to Olive Garden, I either go with family or people I care about. So it's a lot of good memories to have of Olive Garden.
True that. Did you, growing up, did you go to Ryan's? Do you know Ryan's? It's a chain restaurant as well. We had that. I don't remember seeing it in Florida now I think about it. But it was like a buffet type of chain restaurant called Ryan's. You looking it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up Ryan. I don't even know if they got it in Florida.
They're not in Florida.
Oh, okay. But Ryan's, boy, growing up, because they had everything. So my little fat ass when I was 9 and 10 years old. Boy, I'm getting pizza and nachos and chicken wings and broccoli and tacos and ice cream and brownies, a little bit of everything. It's crazy looking back, man. We stayed, and I understand why we went to those buffet restaurants because we grew up poor. So
was that like Golden Corral?
Yeah, it's similar to Golden Corral. Yeah, similar to that because we used to go to Golden Corral growing up too. When's the last time you went to a buffet restaurant?
I just went to Golden Corral back in November.
That is so random.
Well, because I went home for Thanksgiving. I brought my girl with me to see my family. And so my dad wanted us to meet at Golden Corral because, yeah, like his family was just getting out of church and then he wanted us to come and just hang out with them.
I wonder who the people that have been keeping buffet restaurants like Golden Corral open, especially since the pandemic, because I'm really shocked people still go, though.
It's good, though. It's
but
good.
They've also learned how dirty these buffet restaurants be as well.
Yeah, but it's still good.
And it's cheap. Look, good and cheap. Good and cheap.
You know what I miss? Because like, since the pandemic, there aren't nearly as many Chinese buffets, which I used to love.
Yeah, it's not. Also, a lot of them keep getting in trouble because they're not as sanitary and clean in the back as you would want them to be.
Yeah, I wish I didn't know that.
Because I do remember back in the day, man, we used to go to a Chinese buffet like crazy.
Yeah, there used to be a bunch of good Chinese buffets in Orlando. They're all closed now. Like, there are none anymore in the city.
Yeah, most of them are closing down. It's not a lot of them anymore. Because I know there's plenty of Chinese spots around here, but I don't remember seeing hardly any Chinese buffet spots. I remember when I was still in Tallahassee, there was one going towards, what was the street that I lived? What was that long street?
Old Bainbridge?
Old Bainbridge, yeah. But Old Bainbridge going towards Midtown area.
Yeah.
And it was before, you know where that Publix is? Is that Old Bainbridge still? I don't know if it's on Old Bainbridge still, but there's a Publix going towards Midtown area.
That's Monroe.
Monroe. Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Not Old Bainbridge. I'm thinking about Monroe. But there was a Chinese spot, and they used to do bottomless mimosas for $12 at this Chinese restaurant.
Wow.
Because I remember I took a girl there, and we was turning up. The food was good. Service was good. And $12 for bottomless mimosas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss those days, boy. Is Tallahassee still trying to turn into Atlanta with Grasswall restaurants, or is it just that one place you sent me?
It was just that one. Yeah.
Are they still open?
Yeah.
Do you know if they're popular or not?
So when they first opened, they got mixed reviews, but I think like since they've been around for a little bit longer now, more people like look at them favorably.
Hmm.
So I guess they just needed some time to figure things out.
But it's probably like mainly college students that be there, ain't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because when you say it's close to campus,
yeah.
See, yeah, that's the only thing about cities like that. It's only so many places you can go without a lot of students. Take. I remember though when I first moved there, what's it called? We used to go to El Patron. Students didn't even go over there at first when I got there, and then within like 2 years, all of a sudden, students was over there out of nowhere, but they was not there my first 2 years there.
That's really just El Patron. Like, students don't go anywhere else on Appalachian.
Also, it was just El Patron.
Yeah.
Do they go there still? Do you know?
I don't go to El Patron, so I don't know.
I remember when I came back to visit, and I think I had talked to Tati about going to UT. He was like, no, Will, it's not the same. It ain't the same. I was texting you there. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was like a group text, and I think you suggested going to El Patron. I was like, that's going to be a waste of time. Like, let's just go somewhere we know is good.
You was like, it's not how it used to be, bro. Don't do it. That's crazy. Do they even still have any of the spots that do 2-for-1 margaritas every day?
I think Cancun might still do that, but that's mostly college students.
Yeah, because that's right there on Tennessee Street.
Casa Grande is still open. People still go there.
Oh, yeah, because I still follow them on Facebook, so I'll see their post pop up. And actually, I just saw it last week where it said 2-for-1 all day. I don't know if it's every day anymore, though, or if it's just like weekends or something.
There's this place I like going to now called Peppers. I don't know if you went when you were here.
I remember Peppers.
Yeah, Pepper. Their food is amazing, but their margaritas are kind of weak.
I went there one time with Jose and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went there one day. You're right. Like, the food is good, but them drinks, nah, it ain't the same. Also, because you're going there, it's not a bunch of people that only speak Spanish either. So, not at least when I went.
I mean, it looks like it's mostly Mexicans who work there, or at least Latinos who work there. But yeah, they speak English.
Yeah, see, I like it when they can barely speak. But what was the place we used to go to out there on Capitol Circle?
Las Brazas.
Las Brazas. Now, that they didn't disappoint back in the day. Do you still go there?
I haven't been there since I went with you last time we went.
God dang.
But I live closer to Capitol Circle now, so it's not that far away from me.
Oh, for real?
It's only like 2.5 miles away. It's 8 minutes away from me.
Damn.
I just haven't been in a long time.
Los Brazos, man, that was my spot.
I need to make it a point to go back there. Maybe I'll go tomorrow for lunch or whatever.
I'm about to look them up now just to see if they still do 2-for-1 margaritas.
I'm off tomorrow, so I can go maybe get some margaritas in the middle of the day.
Right, relax, middle of the day, lunch. Cause they and the mimosas, I mean mimosas, the margaritas will be big as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we were going there, you get food and 2 margaritas and only spend $20.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What a time to be alive, bro. Damn. You know, damn, them prices is still good. I'm looking at that menu now.
All right, I'm gonna go tomorrow.
Cause you would get the you would get a taco salad every time.
Yeah, I just went to Peppers this past weekend and got a taco salad.
See, this nigga love a damn taco salad. Damn. Damn, that was. I was so being here in Atlanta, people be like, I don't know what you talk about, bro. Like, we got good Mexican spots here. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, dog, it's still not the same as when I lived in Tallahassee. And they're like, I wouldn't think Tallahassee got good Mexican spots. Well, guess what? They do.
I mean, but they're not the most popular Mexican spots. Like, the most popular ones are all the fake Mexican spots with white people working there, and their food sucks.
Yeah, but shoot, Los Brazos, the food and drinks was good, though, and there wasn't no white people working there. Oh, but that wasn't popular, though. You're right.
Oh, that's still like a hole in the wall.
Yeah, Los Brazos. Yeah, the ones we went to wasn't, like, the popular spots. Because, like, I guess I thought they was popular because we went there. They was popular to me. But I guess Casa Grande and Los Brazos wasn't necessarily popular.
I don't know anyone else besides you who goes there.
And besides the people that I took there.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, man. You really could go 2 16-ounce margaritas and get some good food, and the shit that costs $18 to $20.
Loki, I think last time I went to El Patron, this was still like years ago. But last time I went to El Patron, I had to send my food back because like the ground beef in the taco salad wasn't seasoned at all. I was so annoyed.
Bro, remember that time we went there and y'all skipped out on y'all check?
Yeah, I do. I still tell that story.
Wasn't that you and who was that? It was me, you, wasn't Amanda with us?
Yeah, me, you, Jose, and Amanda.
And it was you and Amanda that skipped out on your checks.
No, I think me and Jose did.
And me and Amanda still pay. We love cash.
Yeah.
And we said, fuck it. Because they was taking forever bringing our checks back, too. I remember that. That's when they first started to get shitty. They weren't even like that early on.
Yeah, I don't even go there no more.
Bruh, you said, I mean, when you told me, nah, bruh, nah, don't do it. That's crazy, because remember early on, that was our favorite. That was my favorite Mexican spot.
I never liked it as much as you, but it used to be better.
Seriously, oh man, I loved it because I connected memories with it because they used to do First Fridays, and that was before college students would go there. So they used to do when I first got there, they did First Fridays, and they would do $2 tequila shots and like a $4 margaritas. So you drunk as shit, turning up, having a good time.
I need to even check if El Patron's still open.
Yeah, it is. I just looked them up.
A bunch of stuff has been closing on Appalachia, so I wanted to make sure it was still there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. They still open. They're open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. It's El Patron Mexican Grill and Cantina now. They added the Cantina part.
Yeah, I remember one time we went there, I was like, what kind of Mexican place sells hot wings?
I know a lot of Mexican spots that serve hot wings now.
I don't see that.
Because they know Americans Mexican spots wings be fire, though. Mexican spots and Korean spots have some good chicken wings.
Korean, yes. But I've never seen a good Mexican place sell hot wings.
Shit. I had some mango habanero wings at a Mexican spot. They was fire. And you know, I'm a wing connoisseur, my nigga.
Yeah, well, you got them in your background right now.
There it is. And hey, y'all, and that's my bourbon barbecue wings, too. Oh, fire. All right, one more Florida or nah. 11-year-old boy was arrested. 11-year-old boy was arrested after falsely reporting a school shooting to authorities because he wanted to go home early. The boy grabbed his friend's phone and used it to call 911 to report an active shooter. When he called and the dispatcher answered, they asked where the shooting was. He said, I don't know, but I see someone coming down the hallway with a gun now. Hurry up and get here. And he was heard telling his friends earlier that morning, I don't want to be here. I just want to go home and go to sleep. I'm going to tell them someone's shooting the school up. And he did. 11-year-old boy. Black boy.
It's a kid, because it's so it's harder, because like kids do stupid stuff everywhere.
Correct. They do a lot of stupid stuff in Florida.
They do. A false school shooting report. I'ma just guess not Florida. I don't know why. I just feel like it's not.
Unfortunately, it's Florida.
Dang. Where?
I couldn't find the city. It just said Marion County.
Marion County? Oh, yeah. I think that's Central Florida.
Yeah, it is.
Marion.
I couldn't find the actual city. I think because it's an 11-year-old, but it's in like Ocala, Florida, the metro area of Ocala. Oh, shout out to them. They was founded on my birthday, March 14th. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, shout out to that little boy. He wanted to take a nap. And so he would, if you want a nap that bad, let that nigga go home and take a nap. That's crazy. And that's scary that's the first thought that would come to a kid's mind at 11. Even at 11, I would never, like, I know especially I think nowadays, 11-year-old will know how dire that is, like, to call in a school shooting, though.
Back in my day, we would just fake being sick.
Correct. Right.
Or better yet, we would just skip school.
Yeah. I never skipped school. I was too scared to do that.
I didn't skip whole days of school, usually, but I skip classes all the time in high school.
I was too scared of my mama to even do that. That was different. Lord Jesus. All right, we've come to the end of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. Like normal, Dr. Clark, give us some advice. What are you trying to live on? What's, like, give us, just end it on something.
I don't know. Things are pretty dire.
That sounds scary.
Word of advice. Drink your water. Oh, get a home blood pressure monitor and check your blood pressure twice a day.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I just got one.
Where'd you get it from?
I ordered it on Amazon.
Get a home blood pressure monitor. Especially for black folk. Actually is a good, yeah.
Yeah, well, I got it. Last time I went to the doctor to get tested for COVID, she said my blood pressure was like extremely high and I should start checking it myself.
Yeah, because most black people, specifically black men, like there was one when I still lived in Florida, I had to go to the doctor for that because I had a panic attack one night, actually. And then I ended up going to the doctor like 2 days later. And he told me, he said, if you don't do something about your blood pressure, you're going to be in a casket pretty soon. And it wasn't just like about my diet. It was the stress and everything. It's not just about diet or whatnot. So I made sure. And I had to leave on a whatever kind of test patch on my chest for an entire weekend. I couldn't even take a shower for the whole weekend. So I didn't go to the gym or nothing or whatnot. So it was the stress at work. It was, I ate a lot of tortilla chips too, though. And they had a lot of sodium in it as well.
Yeah, because like when I get my blood tested for my physical, like the levels of everything in my blood is always normal. So it's not, I'm not eating bad, but it's probably just stress, like you said.
Yep. It can be a lack of sleep, along with stress and all of that. So you really got to watch that. Watch how you react to things, to situations and all of that. And then just being black, we always on a little bit higher level of, I mean, think about it. Just when I'm driving, I could be just driving and a police car pulls up next to me and they might not even be thinking of me. And my heart starts racing that quick because I never know what's going to happen. So it makes sense. All right. Been another hour of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. Thank you, Dr. Clark. Shout out to you, Only Missing Two, on the Black History Trivia. We're going to keep this moving and see who else will only miss two. It's been another hour. Peace out. I'll see y'all. Holler at y'all next week. Gang, gang.
Goodbye, everybody.